Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Erichin Perik Hey Mishnah Beis. This person says the Mei Yadi Alai, the value of my hand, should go to Hegdash. Why is this different than the previous Mishnah? In the previous Mishnah, he said the weight of his hand. Now he's saying the value of his hand, not how much it weighs, rather how much is it worth. How do we figure out how much a person's hand is worth? Zakta Mishnah, we do our best. That shamanai, so we're going to assess him. Kama hu shava, how much he would be worth, biyad, with a hand, if he was sold as a slave. But kama hu shava belayad, how much would he be worth without a hand? It's a little tricky here, says the Batanura. Because if a person comes missing a hand, automatically his value goes down. People say, oi, nebuch. So that doesn't accurately represent what he said. He didn't say how much I would be worth less missing a hand or more than a hand. He's saying the value of my hand. So the way we do it is we're going to say, here's a slave. You're buying the full slave, both of his hands. Here's a slave, no. But the work of one of his hands still belongs to the previous owner. Deduct the value of one of his hands. That's the amount he's going to have to give. Now we don't look down at him. He has both hands. We're trying to figure out how much is the value of one hand. Either way, the whole idea that a person could give the value of a single limb, like a foot or a hand, to Hegdish, says the Mishnah, is a chumra bin Nedarim, maybe Erechin. This is a chumra that Nedarim has that Erechin wouldn't have. We're going to soon learn in our Mishnah, if someone says, Erech yadi viragli alai, the Erech of my hand, or foot upon me, how much does he have to give? Answer, nothing. Unless he said a davar shenasham etluyaboy, like his heart, by Erechin, it simply doesn't count for anything. But by Nedarim, it does. If he says the value of his hand, as complicated as it is to figure it out, like we saw, we'll have to figure it out. Vayter says the Mishnah of a Chaymer be Erechin may be Nedarim. Here's a Chumra that Erechin has that Nedarim doesn't have. Ketzad. Who Oimer, if someone says, Erki Alai Umes. If someone says, I'm going to give the Erech, I'm going to give the Erech of myself. This is what this person says, and then he died before he had a chance to give it. Well, Yitnu Hayarshim. The Yarshim have to give it. Let's say if his son yarshes him, his son is going to have to pay that Erechin price. But if he says, Demei Alai Vemeis, if he says, I give the value of myself to Hegdish, and then he passes away before Bezin figured out how much he's worth, the neder was never set into place. And therefore, Lo Yitnu HaYarshim, the Yarshim don't have to give it. Erechin is a Dover HaKotzev, it's a set amount, explains the Batanun. So once Bezin says, okay, you have to pay it, we don't have to assess how much he has to pay. Look up the chart. So if he stood before the kayan, that's enough. If he says, Demei Alai, we don't know how much that is. Bezin has to make a very complicated cheshbon, how much should he would be worth as an eved and so on, and that's not easy to do. And it never happened. So even though he was Amad Bedin, he stood before Bezin, but if we didn't cheshbon out how much he's worth, then the Yarshim don't have to give it. Why can't we cheshbon now after he passed away? Zakta Mishnah she'ein damim lemesim. Mesim have no value. And of course, the value of the neshama is beyond our imagination. But in terms of his neder, he said money down here in this world. Weiter zakt de heilige Mishnah erech yadi. If a person says, I want to give the erech of my hand, the erech ragli, or the erech of my foot, a lie, I take that upon myself to give. And he uses the term erechin. Sakta Mishnah Layamar Klum, he said nothing. The Torah gave only an Erechin value to a person, not to a limb. But if he says Erech Roishi, if he says the Erech of my head, or the Erech Kevedi, the Erech of my liver, a lie that I take upon myself, then he has to give the full value. Nice and Erech Kulai. Because Zaklal, this is the rule. Davash and Hashamat Luyabai, if he says the term Erechin on a part of his body that he can't live without that, his neshama is talion, and a person can't live without a head. He can't live without a liver. So that's the same as if he would have said the erech on the whole person. Ememela, nois and erech kula, he would have to give the whole erech in value, even though he said technically just his head or his liver. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtas Erech and Perikei, Mishnah Beis. If someone says he wants to give to Hegdish the value of his hand, so it's a complicated way how we have to figure this out. We have to say how much would an Evid cost if we sell him with the right to use both of his hands as opposed to selling him with the right to use only one hand. Bechlal, this is a chumrah by Nadarim, because by Erichin there's no such a thing as saying an Erichin on a hand. There's a chumrah by Erichin that Nadarim doesn't have, and that is if someone says, Erki Olai, and then he dies, before he had a chance to be Mekayim as Neder, the Yarshim have to give it. But if he says, Demei Olai, my value, and then he dies before they had a chance to assess how much that value is, the Yarshim do not have to give it. And the reason is, says the Mishnah, She'ein Damim Lemesim. We have no way of assessing it now that he passed away. The reason there's Ein Dam LeMesim is because a Mes is Aser B'Hanah, the Gemara says. So the Mishnah goes back to what we already mentioned. If someone says, the Erichin of my hand or the Erichin of my leg, he has said nothing. The Torah was not Koveya, any Erichin for individual limbs. But if he says something that the body needs to live with, if he says the Erich of my head or he says the Erich of my liver, then he has to give the Erich of that whole person. So, let's say if this person is from 20 until 60, and he says, the Erech of my head, he gives the full 50 shkalim. Erech of your head is the same as the Erech of your whole body. Because it's a davar, shana shama, tluya bai.